God does not have a zip code. He does not live on Mount Sinai. He does not live in Rome either. And he certainly does not live in Mecca alone. He lives in this city and in millions of other cities like these. He lives here and here and here and here, everywhere. It is here that his word is played out, day in and day out. Quran, contemporary connections. Muhammad, the prophet of Islam, was born in 6th century Arabia into a morally decadent society. Among many social ills that plagued this Arabian society were gambling, sexual promiscuity, alcoholism, greed, disparity between rich and poor, polytheism, infanticide, and senseless violence.
Muhammad never participated in the pagan rituals and rites of his people, and instead that he was a kind of primordial monotheist in the Abrahamic mold that is neither Jewish nor Christian. One of the practices that he would do as a monotheist is that he would spend some time in the mountainous caves outside of Mecca, meditating, fasting. And it was on one of these occasions when he was 40 years old.
Angel Gabriel came to him and asked him to recite after him. Recite in the name of your Lord who created you.
Throughout his life, bit by bit, the Quran was revealed to him, often in relation to different situations that he encountered or different problems that he was facing.
This is the book that constitutes the second largest religion of the world. It molds the mindset of Muslims all across the globe and drives their lives totally. This is the original manuscript of the Quran, still preserved in its pristine and uncorrupted form in the museums of Tashkent and Istanbul. Not even a single word or letter has been changed since it was revealed 1400 years ago. It serves as a prototype for all the printed Qurans since then. The Quran is not a monopoly of Muslims alone, but belongs to all of humanity. Like Christianity, it was not to be confined to Palestine, where Jesus moved in flowing robes, wearing Middle Eastern dishdasha, and riding donkeys. Christianity grew out of a small hamlet called Bethlehem and spread to the farthest corners of the world and adapted itself to different cultures and geographical divisions. And so it is with Islam, which has embedded itself into all the regions and cultures of the world. The Quran is a book that cuts across cultural, temporal, and geographical boundaries and addresses itself to Christians, Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, and infidels. The Quran does not have a linear structure and cannot be read like a novel from cover to cover. It is more like the internet, where you navigate from link to link but remain always connected to the main theme, no matter where and how you travel. It is like a matrix which leads you into a spiritual journey like none other.
The name Allah, the name used for God in the Quran, is not simply the name of a particular God that is worshipped by Muslims. It is the name of the one universal Almighty God. Even Arabic-speaking Christians and Jews use the name Allah to refer to God. To therefore say that it is a particular God worshipped by Muslims is not simply an insult to Muslims, it is an insult to Arabic-speaking Jews and Christians.
God itself is simply a word. In Arabic, that word happens to be Allah, or in Persian, it's Khuda, or in Sanskrit, it's Brahma, although it can also be Brahman, and it can be the Tao in Chinese. So it doesn't matter by what name you call God.
Christian Arabs. Christian Arabs. will sometimes refer to God as Allah, even in their liturgies. Christian Arabs will sometimes refer to God as Allah, even in their liturgies, as a word simply meaning God. So it is not a proper name for God or name of a specific God in Islam, but it is simply the word for the one universal God.
Allah is not a Muslim-specific God. Muslims do not have a monopoly on him. He is not a Jewish God. Jews do not have a monopoly on him. He is not a Christian God either. Christians do not have a monopoly on him. He is the same God that is worshipped by other Abrahamic faiths. His perception varies, however, from one faith to another. He is not a physical being. He does not have a face or a body. He cannot be fingerprinted or profiled by a scanner. He is also infinite. In the name of God, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Say, He is one. He is unique. He was not born to anybody, nor does he have any children. He is the one, the only.
Humans try to imagine God in a way that brings God down to human terms. And what we know about God, if we know nothing else, is that God is not us, and we are not God. God is not us, and we are not God. We are not God. We are not God.